from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Prabowo departs for Washington, D.C., schedules strategic meeting with President Donald Trump. Indonesia participation in the ISF stays under national authority. And now the news in details. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is making a working visit to Washington, D.C., United States. The head of state, along with a limited entourage, took off from the Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base, Jakarta, on Monday. During this visit to the United States, President Prabowo is accompanied by Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia and Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya. President Prabowo is scheduled to hold a bilateral meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. They will discuss strengthening bilateral relations between Indonesia and the United States, as well as strategic cooperation in various fields. Earlier, President Prabowo Subianto summoned a number of ministries to his private residence in Hambalang, Bogor on Sunday afternoon, 15th of February 2026. According to the Cabinet Secretariat's Instagram page, the meeting was held to discuss international economic negotiation strategies, particularly plans for near-term cooperation with the United States. In his directives, the president emphasized that every position taken must bring concrete benefits for Indonesia's national interests. He also stressed the importance of increasing domestic industrial productivity and strengthening global supply chains through these negotiations. Indonesian Foreign Ministry emphasized that any possible participation by Indonesia in the International Stabilization Force is fully under national control and based on the mandate of Resolution 2803 of the United Nations Security Council. Indonesia's independent and active foreign policy and international law, ISF, is a United Nations-maintained multinational peacekeeping force outlined in the Gaza peace plan agreed by Hamas and Israel in October 2025. The ministry also stressed that Indonesian personnel will not be involved in combat operation or armed confrontation. Indonesia's participation is based on the principle of respect for the sovereignty of Palestine and the right to self-determination. Furthermore, the participation and presence of Indonesian personnel in the ISF does not constitute recognition or normalization of political relations with any party. Indonesia Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia stated that efforts to achieve energy independence must be grounded in concrete measures and technological innovation. He noted that reliance on imports indicates the suboptimal utilization of domestic energy resources. Speaking at the 18th plenary session of the Central Board of the Indonesian Young Entrepreneurs Association in Makassar, South Sulawesi on Sunday, February 15, 2026, the minister said expanding domestic refining capacity is essential to strengthening national energy supply. He cited the operation of the Refinery Development Master Plan projects in Balikpapan, inaugurated by President Prabowo Subianto on January 12, 2026, as a concrete example.
Our RDMP refinery, which has begun operating in Kalimantan, produces 5 million kiloliters of gasoline and 3.9 million kiloliters of diesel. Therefore, this year, with the B40 program, we will no longer import diesel fuel for the first time in our history.
peradaban bangsa kita.
In addition, the government plans to open tender for 110 new oil and gas blocks to strengthen domestic energy supply. The authorities aim to accelerate investment and strategic partnership with the private sector in parallel with expanding production and refining capacity. The Indonesian government plans to build the country's first nuclear power plant in the near future. As quoted from Indonesia's Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources on Sunday, February 15th, the Director General of New Renewable Energy and Energy Conservation at the ministry, Enia Listiani Dewi, stated that the power plant is targeted to be connected to the national electricity grid at the earliest by 2032. She added that the construction of the 500-megawatt power plant is currently in the feasibility range, with the exact location to be determined by mid-year. Previously, several locations were reported as potential candidates for the nuclear power plant site, but the strongest contenders are the Bangka Belitung Island and West Kalimantan. Yesu, the Consul General in China in Surabaya, Indonesia, expressed his admiration for the enthusiasm of the Indonesian people in celebrating the Chinese New Year. He hopes that increasingly inclusive and vibrant celebration across various regions will further strengthen bilateral relations between Indonesia and China.
Speaking in Semarang on Sunday, February 15th, the Chinese Consul General in Surabaya also conveyed his appreciation for Indonesians who take part in the Lunar New Year festivities. He said he hopes the momentum will further advance bilateral ties between Indonesia and China in the years to come.
I have only been here for 3 months, but I have already felt that the Indonesian people truly enjoy celebrating the Chinese Lunar New Year. I was very pleased to hear that the Indonesian government allows the Lunar New Year to be celebrated at the national level. We also understand that recent Lunar New Year celebrations across various regions in Indonesia have been lively and vibrant.
Meanwhile, Mulyadi Setiakusuma, trustee of the Klenteng Sampu Kong Foundation, stated that each year the Lunar New Year celebration at the temple is open to the public. He emphasized that the celebration reflects togetherness and cooperation among different segments of society.
We would like to express our gratitude as this is a form of cooperation. Sharing with one another is something good. What matters is not the amount or the value, but the goodwill behind this cooperation for the people of Indonesia, so that we can celebrate the Lunar New Year as a national and shared celebration, not one that belongs to only a single group.
This year's Lunar New Year celebrations across Indonesia have been vibrant, involving people from diverse ethnic and religious backgrounds. The momentum is seen not only as strengthening solidarity, but also as symbolizing cultural harmony and closer relations between ethnicities in Indonesia.
Ainin Drasmo, President Director of Radio Republik of Indonesia. On behalf of the management and staff of Radio Republik Indonesia, I would like to say Happy Chinese New Year 2577 Kongsi to those who are celebrating. Chinese New Year is a moment to foster new hopes, strengthen the values of togetherness, hard work, and mutual respect in diversity. In line with the role of Radio Republik Indonesia as a public broadcaster, we are committed to continuing to provide reliable information, relevant programs, and impactful and inspiring broadcasts to strengthen national unity and harmony. May this firehouse year bring blessing, health, happiness, and renewed enthusiasm to all of us in building a progressive and civilized Indonesia. Happy Chinese New Year. Kong Si Fa Chai.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ikut berdari-dari, oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Urang tuang colena.
Colenak, special culinary from Bandung. Colenak itself is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, colenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called colenak but peyem digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, colenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is tape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar, and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut. No preservatives, mind you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang lain, dikirim ke bumi untuk orang-orang sepertiku. Sepertinya kau memang dari planet yang jauh, dikirim ke bumi untuk datang menemani aku. Yang kalau ditanya apa bentuk cinta, aku juga bingung jawabnya, gak tahu gimana. Menyimpan banyak tanya tentang cinta, aku bingung carinya di mana. Tanya ke siapa. Lalu datang kau yang unik, kau temani aku jalan pelan berdampingan. Buru-buru gandeng tangan, aku pernah kehilangan ketakutan, lalu kau terangkan bahwa itulah bahagia. Dari cara hidup berpasangan, kau memang dari planet-planet yang lain. Ku yakin dikirim ke bumi untuk orang-orang sepertiku.
Voice of Indonesia.
In today's Indonesian Wonder, the exciting events at the Indonesian museums in February. Listener, for those of you who like to travel to museums, during February 2024, several exciting events are being held at the Indonesian museums. The first is the God Bless 50 Years Masterpiece Collection exhibition at the National Gallery of Indonesia in Central Jakarta. It is to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Indonesian music band God Bless. The exhibition, which runs from February 16th to March 1st, 2024, presents a large number of historical collection of the band, including clothes, guitars, basses, keyboards, mixers, cassettes, CDs, vinyl records, and other items that bear witness to the journey in Indonesia rock music. Listeners, the Indonesian Batik Museum in East Jakarta also presents a temporary exhibition entitled Upstream to Downstream Batik Ecosystem. This exhibition focuses on education to provide an in-depth look at the values behind the piece of batik cloth. The values are shown starting from providing raw materials to the manufacturing process, to becoming a complete work of batik used by the people. This exhibition runs until February 29, 2024. The Indonesian Batik Museums invites the public to experience an educational and interactive experience at the museum for free. listeners. There's also an Al Banjari Uniting Students Festival at the KH Hashim Ashari Indonesia Islamic Museum in Jombang, East Java. This festival was organized by Kubahireng in collaboration with the museum in celebration of the 8th anniversary of Kubahireng. This event is an opportunity for Islamic students who are interested and talented in Al Banjari Islamic art to participate in competitions at the national level. And that, Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Coba kau catat, keretaku tiba pukul 4 sore. Tak usah kau tanya, aku ceritakan nanti. Hey cantik, kemana saja? Tak ada berita, sedikit cerita. Aku baca lagi pesan di ujung. Jakarta muram kehilanganmu. Terang lampu kota tak lagi sama. Sudah saatnya kau tengok puing yang tertinggal. Sampai kapan akan selalu berlari. Tanya
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, the session Indonesian Wonder Miscellany. Let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing Indonesian vocabulary and expression that guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is Setiap tahun, which means every year. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation about setiap tahun, which means every year. This conversation is between Chris and Ayu, Chris's friend from a vlog community. Chris and Ayu were at a batik carnival in Solo. Ayu told Chris that the Solo Batik Carnival is held every year. Well, let's listen to the conversation.
Wah, Karnaval Batik Solo. Banyak orang memakai kostum batik yang unik.
Mereka melewati beberapa jalan utama di Solo.
Apakah karnaval ini diadakan setiap tahun?
Iya, biasanya setiap bulan Juni.
After listening to the conversation, now I will introduce you some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic, setiap tahun, which means every year. I'm going to say each word 2 times, and please repeat after me. Carnaval, which means carnival. Diadakan. Being held. Setiap tahun, which means every year. Apakah karnaval ini diadakan setiap tahun? Which means, is the carnival held every year? Karnaval Batik Solo, which means Solo Batik Carnival. Banyak orang, which means many people. Kostum batik, which means batik costume. Unik, which means unique. Melewati, which means pass through. Jalan utama, which means main road. Biasanya, which means usually. Bulan Juni, which means June. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, apakah karnaval diadakan setiap tahun? Apakah karnaval diadakan setiap tahun? Which means, is the carnival held every year? In the sentence, there is the expression setiap tahun, which means every year, which means the activity which is done every year or annually. To state the activity done in certain repetition, the word setiap, which means every, can be followed by adverb of time, such as hari, or day, minggu, or week, bulan, bulan, which means month. Tahun, tahun, which means year. In the sentence, the expression setiap tahun, which means every year, tells that the Solo Batik Carnival is held on a yearly basis or annually. Here is another example. Let's listen to some other examples using the word setiap, setiap, which means every, to tell about an activity done in certain repetition. Setiap bulan, which means every month. Setiap bulan ada pelatihan membatik di Galeri Batik Indonesia. Setiap bulan ada pelatihan membatik di Galeri Batik Indonesia. Setiap bulan ada pelatihan membatik di Galeri Batik Indonesia, which means there is a batik workshop at Batik Indonesia Gallery every month. Setiap hari, which means every day. Chris membuat vlog setiap hari. Chris membuat vlog setiap hari, which means Chris makes a vlog every day. For your information, Batik Indonesia was recognized as an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO in 2009. Batik from Solo has a different pattern from other regions in Indonesia. The patterns on Batik Solo may include kawung or a coconut, parang or machete, and truntum or Spanish cherry. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Wah, Karnaval Batik Solo. Banyak orang memakai kostum batik yang unik.
Mereka melewati beberapa jalan utama di Solo.
Apakah karnaval ini diadakan setiap tahun?
Iya, biasanya setiap bulan Juni.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today. We hope today's edition is useful for everybody who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sejati datang dan pergi, cinta bisa kemana saja, yang mungkin dia sukai, yang ditinggalkan patah hati. Bukannya aku tak takut mati, hanya karena sering patah hati yang aku.
cinta semudah yang kau alami. Cinta sejati datang dan pergi. Cinta bisa kemana saja, yang mungkin dia sukai, yang ditinggalkan patah hati. No, oh, bukannya aku tak takut mati, hanya karena sering patah hati. Yang aku takut bila patah hati.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from South Sulawesi entitled Pakarena. Pakarena means performer or dancer. This song was written by Arsyad Basir and popularized by Aulia Anas and Salma Rani. Usually, this song is sung as an accompaniment to a dance. Pakarena is inspired by South Sulawesi folklore about the inhabitants of heaven and the earth. In Makassar language, heaven is called Boting Langi, which means sky dweller, while the inhabitants of the earth are called Lino. It is said that Boting Langi and Lino live side by side until finally time separates them. Boting Langi must live in the sky and be separate from the Lino residents who still live on the earth. Before Boting Langi left, they taught the people of Lino how to live, such as animal husbandry, farming, and hunting. As a form of gratitude of the people presented Pakarena dance and song, this story became the inspiration for the popular Pakarena song and dance and become part of the culture treasure of the Sulawesi people. Here is Ivan Suwadi and Putri Reski with the regional song from Sulawesi entitled Pakarena.
Voice of Indonesia.
Namun bagiku lupakanmu.